Lady, shut up! The fuck?
Where's the alcohol?
Welcome back! Hi. Is that just annoying the crap out of you?
Yeah.
So, it's 2018 now. So, last time we spoke to you guys, I think it was fall of 2017. We have a whole new setup. Amanda's trying to cope with our new setup because she has very short headphones and she's using iPhone headphones.
Okay.
Pretty much, why do you look so much taller than me?
Because I'm sitting up with my tailbone. Because I have to be like,
oh, well, I don't know. Maybe you have a longer torso than me. You have a longer torso than me because I feel like I'm shorter and I have definition of hair on top of my head.
Woof, I look nappy.
I'm so happy that we're recording all of this. Video and audio.
It's just bringing in a whole new light.
Well, pretty much all we want to do today is just kind of give you guys an update. Mm-hmm. Just so you guys can get filled in on what's been going on for the last part of 2017. What's going on in the beginning of 2018. And we're probably going to be in the same outfits for the second episode because we need to film two because of everything that is going on.
Fill them in, yo.
So, we left you guys, what was it, probably right before Halloween?
Yes.
So, we went to Gravedigger's Ball. I don't know if we even talked about that. That was fun. I was Beetlejuice. Mm-hmm. You were it.
Pennywise.
Yep.
And Josh, my boyfriend, was...
He had some kind of hat. Yeah, beer hat. He just threw something on top. My boyfriend had to work. So, that, and he felt like he was too old to go to Gravedigger's Ball.
What do you guys think? Opinions?
Because he's 9 years older than us, or me, 10 years older than Amanda.
Mm-hmm. So
he's 35. So, maybe. I mean, it definitely was a younger crowd. It was definitely something that I was like, we need to do this at least once,
mm-hmm.
because this is the biggest so-called party, or like Halloween party in the nation.
Yeah.
And I was like, and we live in the vicinity of where they hold it every single year.
Mm-hmm.
And this year they did, what was it, Macklemore?
Macklemore.
That was it.
And we came late.
Yeah.
Which was fine.
There was a lot of Pennywises.
No, we only saw, remember everyone was like, we're going to see so many Pennywises, and we only saw two.
I think it was Georgie's then. There was quite a bit of your, and then I did find a Beetlejuice.
You found a Beetlejuice. Mm-hmm. I found a Pennywise.
We found a Georgie, because I made you take a picture with her.
And it was such a bad picture. So I was like, don't post that one.
Some girl passed out in, what was it? The Port-a-John.
Everyone's like, get the fuck up.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's like, I gotta go to the bathroom. Get her out of there. Mm-hmm. I was like, she's probably dead. And everyone's just not even, they don't even care.
Yep.
They're just like, move over. I have to pee.
Yeah.
There were a bunch of savages at Gravedigger's Ball.
Yeah.
Let's see. Well, after that, it was
Thanksgiving.
I went to Raleigh.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you go?
What did I do? Went to Florida.
Yeah, that's right. So, honestly, me and Amanda probably only seen each other for maybe 3 weekends during the 3 month span.
Yeah, I'd say. Because you had your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I saw you then. And then we probably had a game night maybe in between one of those. Was that?
Maybe.
I don't remember when that was. We're going to have one soon, though.
Mm-hmm.
Game nights. What was the game I got?
The Game of Life.
The Game of Life. I'm so excited. I can't think of any other. Maybe we just hung out to shop or something.
Because I don't even think we did our, like, Christmas shopping like we usually do. I feel like our camera's, like...
Oh, I might be just kind of leaning down. Sorry. I'm going to see my fat body.
There we are. That looks a lot better. And then, of course, we had Christmas and all of that shenanigans. Then I had New Year's. You had New Year's. Mm-hmm. I had my birthday. And now we're in 2018, and I'm in the process of moving. So it's just like, it's constant. It's always go, go, go.
Yeah. I just re-signed my lease.
Mm-hmm.
We planned on moving as well, but it just wasn't in the cards. So we're going to help Maggie move. And then
I have to move again.
And she's to move again.
Yep. So pretty much with that situation, me and my boyfriend lived together, but I was still paying rent at another one just because it's so expensive to break your lease. Mm-hmm. So I just paid my last month's rent over there. So I'm in the process of selling things. So if you follow me on Facebook,
yeah,
go look at my stuff
if you want it.
Yep.
Because we're not going to ship it, unfortunately.
Sorry. Unless you have Poshmark, check out my Poshmark because they pay for the shipping. So there's a bunch of stuff on there as well. So it's just a bunch of cleaning out, and there's just so much stuff.
Yeah.
You really don't realize how much shit you have until you move.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh, yeah. I don't think you had that much over there, though.
You don't think that. But that place was small. But the way that I would put things into places, like I opened up my kitchen, I was like, why do I have so many spatulas? Why do I have the same of each pan?
Mm-hmm.
And some of it is just like to the point you get in there and you're just so over it and you're just like, I don't even want it anymore. Just throw it away.
Yeah.
I just threw away pans because they were to the point where I didn't even want to give them to Goodwill. Because mm-hmm. they, like, stuff stuck to the bottom of them. Yeah. I don't want anyone else to have to deal with that. No, so it's like, garbage.
I don't know. I feel like it's your first home. I remember when we moved out of our apartment complex in DD4. It mm-hmm. was, like, the apartment that we lived in college for, like, 2.5 years with 4 girls mm-hmm. at one point. And it was just me and Rachel that had got left, like, throwing shit away. And we had so many pens.
You gave me a lot of stuff. I have a knife that you guys gave me still.
Yeah. We just were like, no, like, why did we have, we just had a lot. It accumulated over like 2.5 years. So.
Yeah. And my boyfriend likes to say that he's a minimalist. Can you take a look into that closet over there?
If we could turn the camera, we would, but he's not a minimalist.
There's so much stuff. It's the closet that we're looking at. We're sitting in the office. It's like an Office Depot in there.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, we don't even need that. Like, we have boxes for things, like the camera that we're using. He wanted to keep the box. I'm like, why?
Josh, the same way.
Why do we mm-hmm. need to keep boxes? Because they just take up space.
Yeah.
But we're moving into a 3-bedroom apartment because we need more space for his minimalist lifestyle.
Oh, my God. It's just going to get filled up, but it's good, though, because then you'll have, an actual room where people can stay.
Mm-hmm. And that was a lot, because I feel like men are just like, I just need a place to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, people come over. You have family, I have family. Mm-hmm. We have friends. If Amanda wants to crash for the night, personally, I don't want her sleeping on the couch. I want you to have mm-hmm. a bed. I want you to be comfortable. Where he's like, we just need 2 bedrooms, one for an office, one for our bedroom. I was like, mm-hmm. no, mm-hmm. that and air mattresses.
Yeah.
I feel like you have to use air mattresses sometimes, but there comes a point in your life where you're like, okay, I guess we need to get like an extra bedroom so we aren't always confined to air mattresses. Don't you agree?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, eventually that's
yeah.
will be the dream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because even when his mother comes over, I'm like, I don't want her to sleep on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, his whole family would come. Like, they come in clans.
Yeah.
So, it's, like, his sister, her 2 kids, his other sister, and her husband, and then his mother.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of people to fit into a 2-bedroom apartment.
Yeah. And then when they do come, you have, what, air mattresses, couch, and then
that's
more
it.
Air mattresses.
Yeah, it's, like, we have the air mattress here in the office, so they sleep in the office, and then they sleep in the main room, and then they sleep on the couch. So, it's, like, just a cluster of mm-hmm. things and people everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
So.
It's just not. And then when we have friends come, because over New Year's, we had friends come and stay, and it was just, yeah, we only had 3. It was our best friend, Lauren, and her boyfriend, and then our good friend, Jacob. Our best friend, Jacob.
Our good friend.
Yeah, just our good friend. And, that was all right. They slept on the air mattress, but, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's either that or they're going to have to sleep in the office. You have the same problem we do, mm-hmm. where you have a 2-bedroom apartment.
Yeah.
But I feel like once you're approaching your 30s, you get to the age where you're like, I've discovered it today. So I was going through clothes, and I have so many clothes from Forever 21.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so worn out, or they're just like styles where I'm like, okay, if I was 22, I would wear this.
Yep.
I'm 26.
Oh, yeah.
This is done. Like, this mm-hmm. is, it's like, this move is like I'm ending a chapter of my life.
Yeah.
Because it's like, bye, old young Megan. Hello, more mature Megan. Mm-hmm. Where I'm not going to say I'm 30 by any means.
25, 26.
But I'm definitely seeing that you need to invest into things. You can still go thrifting, but you need to be more particular on things that you put into your house to keep forever versus things that you're like, oh, I'm going to keep this for a little bit, you know?
Yeah. Because we're, I'm the same way, where I think when you get out of college, you just kind of bring what you can with you, and then whatever, like, we just, like, scraped a free couch, and we've had it forever, so it's been this big thing that we were actually going to buy Megan's couch, and then we're like, you know what, we should just invest in a nice, like, couch, so now it's, like, investing in pieces that you think you're probably going to keep for a long time.
For at least 20 years.
Yeah, so... Yeah. I don't know. It's just weird. When you hit 25, it's like, at least for both of us, life has changed a lot.
Like, I agree. Where I feel like some of our friends aren't on the same path, but I think we're kind of in the realm now where we don't go out all the time. Like, when we do go out, it's a treat. Whereas, like, in college, in, like, early 20s, you're like, oh, yeah, let's go out all the time. And you could do that because your body could handle that. Whereas now you're like, I'm hungover. Or I'm getting fat.
Yeah.
Like, I can't handle doing this. And I have to be responsible. I got bills to pay. I'm paying my own insurance. Like, there's, like, a lot of things going into everything. Luckily, none of us are, like, married and have kids yet.
Oh, my God.
So,
I couldn't even imagine.
No. That's a totally different realm of life.
Yeah.
I think the kids is, like, when everything really changes. Marriage, I feel like if anything, it's like a name, and you're like, oh, now you guys share the same last name.
Yeah, because for both of us, it's not going to change, like, the living situation.
No, I feel like if anything, it's like when you get married, it's like, okay, we're bound together forever, so if we buy a house together, it's not as scary. you know, whereas, like, now if we're like, okay, we're going to buy a house together. Okay, well, we could just live, like... Leave each other like that.
That's what I know, because everyone this year, when I told everyone that, I was like, we're not going to be able to rent a house. It's just not going to happen. And then my mom's like, you should just buy one. And I'm like, and I told everyone that, like, the group, I was like, that just scares me. And you're like, why? You've been together for so long.
Oh, I think the fact that it just scares you was weird. Or, like, the idea of marriage scares you is weird. Because you've been together for so long. Like, it's not going to change the dynamics of anything. It's like you're going to be... Mrs. Josh Pavlik Lester. You can put Lester on there.
That's true. That's probably what I'll do.
I think that's what I'm gonna do too.
Yeah, I gotta keep.
But then I think so. My thing with that, like, okay, me keeping my original name, cool. But then you gotta think, is it that big of a deal? Because that's not my mother's name.
That's true.
My father's name.
Yeah.
So does it really matter at the end of the day whose name I keep?
No, I mean, it's just more of like a pride thing for me.
I don't really care.
But it's like, at the same time, it is your father's name. So,
but technically, in my case, it's not even my dad's name.
Yeah.
So I don't really care if I keep Richardson or not.
Oh, I see it. Yeah. From your point of view, I see it. Hey, her dad was adopted. Can we say that? Yeah.
He was adopted by his stepdad. It's not like he was like a foster kid.
No. So
but
it's not.
He went by Richardson like in his teens, I believe. But it wasn't official until his 20s. But our original last name is McMillan. But we don't do that. Yeah. It's a true Irish name. Like, the way that they spell my name is Irish, and then the McMillan, I would have been like, all right, you're like full blood.
Megan McMillan.
Yeah.
Sounds like a newscaster or something.
Yeah. I feel like Megan Richardson has a better ring to it. Yeah, I never really liked the last name McMillan. No. So I was kind of thankful. Like, when I did find that, I was like, okay, good.
Thank you. No, but I was going to say the house thing. Okay. I don't know. Like, the house thing, whenever Josh and I moved or, like, something happened in a relationship, the relationship dynamic completely always changes. I guess, I don't know. Like, most people don't go through, like, a big move like that in early on in their relationship, but it helped us. So now I'm like, oh, if we get a house, what if it just changes and we're just different people?
I don't think that buying a house is such a big step and you guys are kind of in it for the long haul anyway. Like, what would have to go into effect for it to change when you've already gone through that change?
I don't know. But okay.
Because you were coming from, okay, so background on Amanda's life, if you're a new viewer, listener, whatever you are.
Listen up, kids.
So pretty much her dynamic is they were long distance, but only 45 minutes apart all through college, pretty much. So when they were together, they cherished that moment. Then after college, she was like, all right, well, we're moving in together because I'm tired of this, right?
Mm-hmm. And I said, either that or we're breaking up.
Yeah. So they moved in together, and it was kind of like an ultimatum, like, we have to do this, which I feel like that might have put a lot of pressure on everything.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we met at college, and he was going to the same college as us. Then mm-hmm. when he moved away, had to live back with his parents because of, like, college just didn't work out for him the mm-hmm. way he wanted it to.
But he went to college.
Yeah, he still went to college, just not that mm-hmm. college. So he went there for a semester. Mm-hmm. And so everything after that for the next 4.5 years was long distance. Mm-hmm. And then he had always lived with his parents, and he'd only had that one semester away from home, and that's it. Mm-hmm. And so then after that, when we moved right in, and I think he just, like, thought he lost his freedom. And we lived in his hometown.
Yep, with all of his friends and his family. Yeah. And Amanda totally separated herself from everyone.
Yeah. I mean, I still talked to everyone, but it was
But it's like you moved away from everyone, and you didn't really have anyone
there. And it was weird for me because I was so used to being around so many girls all the time. Even mm-hmm. just having Rachel there, mm-hmm. who I lived with the very last semester, it was just different. And then, so our relationship, it sucked so bad. Like, we just
But I think fought. That everything that changed, so that she would call me. I moved down to North Carolina during this time. I was by myself mm-hmm. during this time, and I was dealing with other things. Crazy ex-boyfriend.
Whole nother shenanigans.
That's a whole nother episode. I'm pretty sure we've already talked about it.
Yeah.
But, so then she found out that there was an opportunity in North Carolina.
It was like a year after.
Yeah. So yeah. You guys decided to move down here. And I think what changed everything for Josh, I think you've agreed with this as well, is when he moved down here, he was separated from friends and family, things that he depended on, where it was just you two at this point.
Yeah.
And he knew me and we were friends, but he wasn't going to lean on me.
Yeah.
Whereas he was leaning on everyone else and kind of just having you as a girlfriend.
Yeah. And I think, too, like, the other thing is, like, the whole leaning thing. Mm-hmm. Like, if we'd fight or something, he could just go to his parents.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I don't know. He was just immature. Like, yeah. He just had growing up to
do. I think the move overall really made him a lot better of a person, and mm-hmm. it helped him grow.
Which I still to this day, I'm surprised he ever agreed to move down here.
I am too. I thought you were going to have to leave him behind.
I know, and everyone, and his mom was like, even if he doesn't want to go, you just need to do it.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I was ready. I was like, well, if Amanda has to sleep on my couch for like a year, we can do that.
Oh, God. It was like a good month or two at least.
Yeah, but that, imagine us living in, it was a 500 square foot apartment. Like, yeah. We were on top of each other. Like, even when my boyfriend goes there now and he, like, helps me pack, he's like, I don't know how you lived here.
I know. And I lived on our couch for a good 2 months. Mm-hmm. So,
but people came in and out of that place. Yeah. Chantel lived there for a while. You lived there for a while.
Yeah.
And then when everyone would come visit, everyone stayed there.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how we did it. It was weird. That seems like lifetimes ago. It is like 2 years ago now. Mm-hmm. It seems like forever ago.
At least like 10 years. It feels like 10 years ago.
At least. But yeah.
Totally different life.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely feel like if you are in the process of moving with a significant other and you're in a situation like Amanda, you need to kind of sit back. Because it doesn't always happen the way that it happened with Amanda.
No.
And you could be stuck in a lease with someone that makes you want to pull your hair out. I've definitely been in that place.
Mm-hmm. And just get out of it. Don't stick it. I mean, you had to stick it out. If you have to stick it out.
I only had like a month or two until I had to move. So I was like, there's no point in me going anywhere.
But if it gets bad to the point where someone's, like, beating you or something, obviously.
Okay, just, I didn't have that issue.
No. I'm not saying you did. But, like, just mentally for yourself. Yeah.
But I feel like the moving in general does change people. So always be cautious of that. Luckily, me and my boyfriend now, we already live together and us moving. If anything, we have bickerments about
mm-hmm.
things. But it's nothing like, oh, my God, I fucking hate you. Even though sometimes I'm like, you're so annoying.
Yes. It should be more of that than anything.
But I think as you get older as well, that I've learned is when you do have arguments or disagreements,
mm-hmm.
that they should just be that and you shouldn't be hateful and you should always just listen to each other. Sometimes Aaron will yell and I have to remind him, hey,
yeah.
I'm a person. Let's not yell. I'm like, I'm not raising my voice to you. You don't need to do it as well. And it does calm him down. So I think as you get older, you learn that, like, fighting is such a freaking waste of time.
Mm-hmm. Because, like, if you were to die tomorrow, would that fight even matter?
No.
That's my always
That someone didn't put the dishes in in the dishwasher. Was that really worth mm-hmm. it? And that was the last thing they remembered.
Yeah. I think this goes the same thing as, like, friends, too. Like, yeah. Don't waste your time on petty little fights. Like, if you might get mad at first.
Or stupid friendships.
Or stupid boyfriends.
Yeah. Stupid friendships that aren't even worth your time. Wow, I feel like how this whole episode was us catching up, but it's really us reflecting on how we've gotten older and giving advice.
Oh, yeah. That's so true. Well, our reflection on 2017, I guess.
What did you learn from 2017? A lot of people say that 2017 was the worst year ever due to, you know, tragedies and things that Trump did, all mm-hmm. that. But was it the worst year ever for you?
No, I think 2016 was worse. I mean, I had moved and everything, but that was a hard year. I think 2017 was good overall.
I thought the same thing. There are so many negative people out there that are just like, 2017 was the worst year ever. I freaking hated it. I'm just like, what?
No. I mean, we did have a lot of, like, national tragedies.
Yeah, and that sucks. But I'm so sorry for all those people that had to live through that, but I didn't live through it.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't affect our lives, yeah.
No.
No. I mean, it kind of... Yeah, I guess, what would you say? I'm trying to think what I would, like, the main lesson I learned.
If anything, I feel like I matured a lot in 2017.
Same.
I feel like I learned a lot more on who I am as a person, as well as I learned how to manage my money a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
This year was the year that I officially got off my parents' insurance, so I'm, like, full-on adult now.
That's me this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so weird thinking in 2018 I'm going to be 27 years old. That's disgusting.
I'll
be 26. 26 even sounded bad, but 27 is so much worse.
I think 28 is going to be the worst. I think that's going to be like, oh my God.
Really? You don't think 29 is going to be bad? 30?
I think 30 will be weird because I always thought 30 was so old. Because I'll be like 30, wow, 10 years, I'll be 40. And I think 40's old.
Yeah, just talk to Aaron. He's 5 years, so 40.
And then, like, 60, I'm like, you're already wrinkling and you got gray
hair.
You're
dead.
You're dead, you're 60. No. No. Oh, my gosh.
I hope. What the hell? Why does this always happen? Hold on, let me pause it.
That was scary.
Hello? Does that make everything? No. All right, sorry. For some reason, in our recent episodes, our playback has been screwed up, and so it plays back what we just said, but on a delay. So then we can't even talk because we only focus on the playback.
Yeah, but, like, it'll glitch. Did you hear that, like, lull when it did that? It creeps me out.
Yeah, it's like, there's a demon inside the computer.
It was creepy. I don't even remember what we were talking about.
I don't either. We always get so distracted. 30, we're almost dead. 60, you're dead.
Oh, I was going to ask you this because we haven't been able to chat. But, so, speaking of 60-year-olds. So, do you remember Catherine McPhee that was on American Idol and mm-hmm. she's like, and stuff?
I saw her in real life.
Did you really? Mm-hmm. Oh, in that movie, right?
Nope.
Oh.
Nope. She came to my parents' church.
Really?
She sang there, yeah.
No. That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of her,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. We don't watch Real Housewives. I don't. You do?
No.
Yeah. I guess there was, like, there was one of the wives that was married to this guy on there, and they got divorced. And now Catherine McPhee is dating this dad, and he's 60-something, and she's, like, 30-something. Isn't that weird?
Much.
He's like gray hair and looks old as shit, and she obviously she's like 30 something and looks awesome.
Because I don't get that, like, because they're like, oh, you're like my dad's age.
Yeah,
like you look like you could be my dad. Why? How is that attractive? But you like old men.
I do. I mean, there's a limit, and I don't. I never actually dated an older man.
Okay, so Amanda's like crushes is like Steven Tyler.
What's Johnny that? Resnick, who's David, not that old. David Bowie used to be one.
Old. Old.
I know, but I've never actually dated an old man, so I feel like I don't even know.
Where do you think that stems from?
just who you're attracted to. I don't know.
No, it's something psychological that you are attracted to them for some reason based on, it's usually based on your father.
Usually they say it's daddy issues, but I've never had daddy. Like, we're not close, but.
I don't think it's a daddy issue, but there must be something that you see in them that you see in your dad.
Oh, no.
But that's what they say it is. So I think that's why I'm attracted to Aaron, because he's very hardworking, and so is my dad. They have very similar work ethic and work lifestyles.
I don't see anything in those people that I see in my dad, though.
I don't know. I think it's something underlined. I don't know what it is.
We'll have to go to psychologist.
It's like Josh. What do you think that is with Josh, that something that he probably has, like, similar with your dad?
I feel like I usually date people that are opposite of my dad.
Maybe you're in retaliation of your father because you don't have that good of a relationship with him.
Maybe. I mean, we don't hate each other.
No, but you're not that close. You're closer with your mom.
Yeah, I would say. Which is weird because it used to be opposite when I was growing up. Like, I hated my mom and, like, well, we hung out, but, we fought about everything under the sun.
I think that's normal as a teenage girl.
Yeah. Oh, God. Poor moms out there. Just you'll get through it, I promise. But, and then... my dad would just, I mean, I don't know. I've never been really close with either of them until now, my mom and I guess.
I think that comes later on in life in general, though. Because I think you, like, realize, you're like, oh, my mom was actually kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. She was actually alright.
Yeah, she was okay. That's like me and my stepmom, like, we hated each other, but that was a totally different life. Like, she was a totally different person, and it's like we were trying to learn each other's boundaries, and it was off.
And when you're living with those people, it's different, too. I think if I was living with my parents again, couldn't even imagine.
I would hate it. I've always told my dad, I was like, I love you to death, but I can never live with you again. Mm-hmm. Ever.
I just hated those rules. Hated those rules.
They would still give me rules now. 26.
Yeah.
And okay.
Where are you going?
You have a curfew. I'm like,
Yep. I'm the same way. I'm like, no. 25. No, but yeah, I don't know what the whole thing with the dad is, but I just wanted to bring up the whole Catherine McPhee thing because I thought that was so weird.
That's gross.
So if I ever end up dating an old
man, is she like, does she need money or?
I wouldn't think so because, I mean, she's
not making music. She doesn't have that successful of a career.
No. But she's got to find that person attractive. Like, do you remember Tommy Lee, the drummer who dated Pamela Anderson? And now he's dating some Vine star that. Like, it's super young and pretty, but he's, like, old and gross.
Yeah, but she's probably, like, I don't know. That probably is for money.
You think so? Yeah. I just never understood how all these old rock star dudes got these young
women. It's usually money.
Really? I always want to think people are better than that.
No. Not in Hollywood. That's like Hugh Hefner.
Yeah, I never understood that either. And the girl that was actually married to him last was like, I loved him. And she didn't get any money.
She probably thought she was going to. Though.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Shit. Sorry, Crystal.
Sorry, no money for you. I think it went, actually, some of his money, I think, went to his ex-wife, Barbie.
Oh, really?
She lives next door, which is so weird.
That's weird. I feel like we should be like Shane Dawson's podcast, where we bring in like guests like that, like people we can actually get.
Someone just we find on Craigslist.
Like, he brought in like a dominatrix person on his last one.
Oh, yeah, and I was like, you told me that. Yeah. And you're like, you guys should listen to that one. I was like, I don't know if I really care
it's
about
interesting.
Her.
Interesting. Mm. She said that there was an A-list person that came in. And she's like, I can't name who it is, but she's like, he had a big penis. And I'm like, an A-list celebrity. And then she said that he liked to have, like, rods stuck in his penis hole. I know.
Ew.
I know. And then there was also a guy.
Could you imagine even trying to do that?
I know. And Shane was like, oh, my God, my penis hurts from even thinking about that. Ugh. And then she had another guy come in. She said the hardest part of the job was, like, trying not to laugh because this one guy came in and he said, like, he loved to, be, like, play as a dog and, like, she would be the trainer. And so, like, he would walk around, like,
on
his course.
Some people so weird.
He pays to go to this place in, like, the dungeon.
There's people online that you can, like, pay them to do things like that. Like, you can pay them for them to be, like, super mean to you.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. But it's, yeah.
That's stupid.
I mean, I'll be mean to you if you want me to pay.
Yeah, I'm not getting nude. I'll just call you an asshole and piece of shit.
Mm-hmm. That's what she said. She's like, there was never penetration involved. She said it was just a lot of people wanting to be, and she said a lot of people wanted her to pee on them, too, which I thought was weird.
Why?
Yeah, And then she said when she was playing, like, as the guy was playing the dog, she was like, well, maybe I will try something different with this person and, like, yell at him or something when he's the dog and be like, bad dog. Mm-hmm. And I guess the guy, like, peed himself. Like, isn't that weird? She was like, weird shit. That's why I want to read this book, because I was like, what the hell? People are so odd.
People are so strange.
Yeah.
Like, the things that they do. It's like, I don't know.
Don't you want to know who that celebrity is, though?
No. I'm sure a lot of them do it. There's... Have you ever watched that show on E! About, like, the all the secret sex clubs and stuff that they have? Yeah, that whole industry is fucked.
Yeah.
It's a weird life.
But what if you found out it was, like, Leonardo DiCaprio? Oh, that would change my opinion on him.
That's probably why he can't keep a girlfriend.
Maybe.
Yeah, because he usually dates all those pretty models, and they're like, I don't want to pee on you.
I'm good.
I can't deal with your weird shit anymore.
And she said that a lot of couples, like, people will write to her and be like, how do I open up to my boyfriend? I've been with him for, or my husband, I've been with him for like 10 years, and I want to try this or this. And she's like, we just have to be open to the fact that they might come back and say, I want to try this. And I'm like, I don't even know what I would do if Josh was like, hey, I want to pee on you. But no.
That's what I would say. There's nothing that I'm like, that I would want some weird fantasy.
Or like the submissive thing.
Yeah.
I know. Like tie me up.
No. So we were watching Shameless. And so the episodes that have been current, the one guy, they're in like this love triangle pretty much, but they got rid of the other girl.
Mm-hmm.
And so the one girl and the guy have been together forever. And she's attracted. She found out she's more attracted to him when he's like dominant and like yelling at her pretty much. Yeah. And so Aaron was like, he like yelled at me to do something. I was like, I was like, no, I don't like that. And he was like, dominance. And I was like, well, we don't play that in this house. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm gonna need you to sit back down. That's not cute. It makes me want to punch you.
Yeah, same. I'd be like, oh, you fold that laundry? No, I don't think so. You fold that laundry.
Yeah, that's a good way to piss me off. That's all you're going to get out of it.
Yeah, so maybe we're not the norm. I don't know. You guys let us know.
I don't know.
If you've ever experienced these things.
If you've ever been attracted to people yelling at you.
Yeah, that's so bizarre. We need to get somebody in here that likes that, and then we can interview them.
That likes weird things.
We're going to have to go to Craigslist.
Yeah, I don't.
And we have to bring them in your apartment.
I don't want them to know where I live. We're gonna have to do a Starbucks episode offsite. Bring in everything, and then a Starbucks barista is like, "What the hell is going on?"
We can make that a goal, though. Get some guests on here.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we had guests in our first season.
We did.
This is our first season, our second season, our third season.
I guess we're just going to go by the year, so this will be our third, beginning of our third season. Yeah, we took a hiatus in season two.
Yep. We changed everything in season two.
Yeah. I don't even know how many episodes we did in season two. Not as many as in season one.
Probably 20.
Probably. I would say. Yeah.
So, if you want to watch all of those or listen to them, because there's not a lot of watching involved in those first couple seasons, go to
NotSoSoberThoughts.com.
We have to pay that bill so we can get the website back.
Or else you guys won't be able to listen to it.
Or we have iTunes and Google Play. I didn't know, but Spotify, you have podcasts on there too.
Oh, really? So maybe we can get on there too. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll aim to get us on Spotify.
Let us know what you prefer listening to us on. Because I know I have coworkers that do like listening to podcasts. I have one coworker that does listen to us. On occasion.
Shout him out. Hey, girl.
That's Perry Farr. Hey, Perry Farr.
So cool that you can watch us this season. So,
yep.
On YouTube, right? This is where we're at.
The YouTube. YouTube. I gotta figure out the password.
We're gonna have to figure out how to pay the bill for NASASoberThoughts.com. We'll figure it out.
So, it's a lot of updates. We're gonna leave you guys with this episode. There's a lot of information thrown out about you. You know, in 2017, us in 2018, dominatrix, all kinds
Sacred
of things,
dominatrix,
all these kind of weird things. So, all right, we're going to film the next episode now, so make sure you listen to the next episode, okay? We'll talk to you later, okay? Bye.
Bye.
Oh, I gotta jump up here. Lady, shut up!